Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have financial experts popping in today, 9/11 truth activists popping in from We Are Change LA. Get some reports from New York as well. In 1.5 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes from now, Charlie Sheen, world exclusive, extended, long interview, big challenge he's going to put out. Believe me, this is going to be some powerful breaking news. He'll tell you about his discussions with the White House. He'll tell you about his discussions with CNN. Tell you about a lot of things happening behind the scenes. Coming up in an hour and a half. I'm going to open the phones up right now on any issue you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. We will start simulcasting the radio show at prisonplanet.tv in the visual format. We simulcast it as an online TV show in T-minus 58 minutes when we start the third and fourth hours today when Mr. Charlie Sheen is with us. So it is all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, on this September 11, 2009, 8 years after the tragic events of 9/11. 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about the White House blaming media for false reports for scare resulting from Coast Guard exercise? Yeah, see, they have the media standing by, CNN, to hype it and make a big deal out of it as a psyop and then blame it on the media who carried it out for the White House. Just like it came out that the White House tried to blame the media first for Air Force One flying in between buildings a couple hundred yards away. A few months ago as a psyop, earlier this year, and then it came out they told the city, the police department, don't tell the fire department, don't tell the other city agencies. The feds said, don't tell anybody. So the city freaked out and flipped out and said they didn't know what was happening. To test the psyop, to reignite the mental memories of 9/11, to re-invoke them. And I have no doubt that's what's happened with this thing in the Potomac. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs today said he was not aware of any heads-up given by the U.S. Coast Guard and the White House about the training exercise in the Potomac River. This morning, as President Obama was at the Pentagon commemorating the 9/11 attacks, and he suggested that any panic that resulted from the reporting to the event was the fault of the media, not law enforcement. Media that just so happened to be aiming their cameras at it and reporting shots fired. Gibbs said the report was based on listening to a police scanner and wasn't verified before being reported. Oh, yes, because they were talking about a terror attack on the scanner, a drill. Many media outlets falsely reported that shots had been fired. If anyone was unnecessarily alarmed because of the erroneous reporting that detonated shots had been fired, I think everybody is apologetic of that, Gibbs said. White House spokesman said Commander-in-Chief would not micromanage the Coast Guard's decision to hold the exercise, and he chastised the press in honor of those who died on 9/11. See, and the future victims of terrorism, telling reporters to tell themselves, we may not get this first, but we may be the first ones to get it right. So see, oh, he was the fatherly figure, calming everyone. The terrorists haven't struck as I stand here as your war chief, your war bird. Just like Bush when he was at Glen Eagles over in Scotland for the G8, and then boom, the terrorists strike. He gets to grandstand. We ought to be thankful that the National Security Council is only staging Gulf of Tonkin events. Remember, nothing attacked those ships. They just said they were. Same thing here. They love it. Remember, Cheney wanted to attack U.S. ships to blame it on Iran. I mean, they just love it. And they love using drills to fearmonger. That's why they run anti-terror drills. One of the reasons is to blow up buses, blow up things in your town, and then later announce it was a drill. It's part of creating that psychological perception that there really are terror attacks going on. It's basic psychology. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have faith in humanity that if we will stand up and be leaders in our communities against this tyranny, we can have victory. Tom Stewart, Joppa, Lauren, Tommy, and others, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. It is September 11th, 2009, 8 years after the tragic stage terror attacks. Charlie Sheen is coming up live in the middle of the next hour. I am asking all our listeners to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, top of the page, a banner, 20 minutes with the president, click on it. And there at the top of that page, above his letter to the president, is the video, Charlie Sheen's message to the president, requesting a new 9/11 investigation. It's chock full of key video clips, the White House being caught lying about prior knowledge, the buildings being blown up, and Charlie Sheen's message. There are thousands of copies of it on the web. The first video we uploaded has over 100,000 views. I would guess it'll have over 300,000 views by tomorrow. But if you will get it and send it out to your entire email list, post it everywhere, we could get 1 million views on it, on that one original video. I have no doubt it's already been seen over 1 million times. TV stations are playing it. The Sun grabbed our video, posted it in their own format, in their player. It's just everywhere. I can't even track it. I would conservatively say 1 million people, less than 24 hours after the launch, have seen it. So, again, get the video. Get it out to everybody. I think it's one of the best videos we've ever produced. Great job, Aaron Dykes and Charlie Sheen. So please take action on that. I want to go to your calls, but I want to first play a clip. This is from Politico. And the headline on Politico talks about CNN taking heat for the Coast Guard story. Just like CNN took heat for scaring everybody with the Air Force One flying through the New York. And then it turned out the White House ran the whole thing as a psyop later and told the police not to tell the city what it was weeks before. They planned this thing. This is all planned to reinvoke fears on 9/11. This is outrageous. Here it is.
Department of Homeland Security is now confirming that this was an exercise, that no shots of any variety, live or blank, were fired. We saw things happening on the water. We could see boats racing around, and we were listening to Coast Guard radio traffic. They said on the radio 10 rounds had been expended. To have this happen on 9/11, where commemoration ceremonies happening at the Pentagon right next door, really quite amazing.
But see, she invokes it herself. It's on her telescreen. It's on her teleprompter. There, as she speaks into the telescreen to the American people, people of the world, in case people weren't connecting it to 9/11, as he speaks about 9/11, just a mile away, we thought terrorists had hit. Oh, my goody gumdrops. It's just terrible that this is happening. This is just so horrible. Oh, we're so sorry, but they did say it over the radio. Oh, my goodness. Remember Air Force One photo op triggers panic in Manhattan, and then it came out weeks later. They'd staged it all exactly as we told you. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it is a duck. This thing doesn't walk like an angel. It doesn't talk like an angel. It isn't a devil in disguise. It's in red pajamas. So finish up with a CNN clip.
Been expended. To have this happen on 9/11, where commemoration ceremonies happening at the Pentagon right next door, really quite amazing. You can be sure that there's going to be a lot of high-level demand for answers.
Oh, yes, Obama will save us from this scary thing that happened. He's our daddy, like Bush was. He will protect us from the dark cult of evil that only feeds on human suffering. That's a quote from Bush at the Pentagon 2 days after 9/11. A dark cult of evil, talking about themselves. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we see what this is. It's a devil in disguise.
You look like an angel.
Like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one.
You.
Oh, yes, you
oh,
are.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
devil in disguise.
You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
All right, Tom in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I've listened to your show for quite a long time now. I just wanted to bring another layer to 9/11 that I think you'll be very interested in. I was a professional airline pilot for 12 years. I have over 10,000 hours of flight time, all the licenses, airline transport license, et cetera. I was a 747-400 captain for 2 years for a company called Atlas. Prior to that, I flew the 737 as a captain for 7 years. I've done a lot of analysts. Just, I'll bring the airplane component into the mix here for 9/11. Back in 2003.
They put the remote control takeover chip in it.
Of course. Well, I'll split hairs even further, sir. If you look at the amateur video of the 767-200 series aircraft that did hit, that pod that's on the bottom, that's called a radome. That's manufactured by Martin Marietta. It's been manufactured here in the United States for 37 years, exclusively used by the U.S. military to fly Air Force drones. Clearly.
A control pod.
Clearly. That is used only to radio-control aircraft and hide an antennae. There are no civilian airplanes that have that pod, period. I challenge anybody to go out.
Well, look at the E-4Bs over New York and D.C. as the attacks happen and then after they happen when all air traffic is shut down with the command pod on top and the American flag on back. Those are the doomsday planes.
You know, and I want to tell you something. When I looked at the amateur video, I came across that white 747-100 series, and I go, what the hell is that? There's no N number on this airplane. It's flying in an orbital pattern. And as we all know, that airplane was present on that day. And I in a nanosecond, I said, wait a minute, that's a flying platform where they radio-controlled these airplanes. One more piece of information, if I may, and that is that if anybody even has half a brain, I know everybody, all your listeners do, thank God, but the people I talk to who are sheeple, and I say to them, look, it's right in front of your face. You say a 757-200 series hit the Pentagon. Where is the debris field? Where are the body parts? Where are the two 10,000-pound CFM engines that are going to...
Hey, on National Geographic, they say those giant engines wouldn't even hurt the facade, wouldn't even knock a window out.
But that's exactly my point. They're not going to bore through 6 feet of concrete and rebar. They have breakaway bolts, just like when the airplane hit the Hudson and the number two engine tore off on that Airbus A310. They're meant to break away from the engine pylon for an engine fire. This is known for Airbus blowing. Doesn't matter.
Let me ask you a question. What would one of those giant engines weighing, I don't know how many tons, do at 550 miles an hour smashing into a concrete face?
I can tell you, first of all, to go 550 miles an hour in airplane and to hold it down
on the ground, is that impossible?
Hold it at 60 feet and try and hit a building, that would be very, very difficult. You would have to be an extremely skilled pilot. And secondly, you're not going to be able to fly that fast because of air compression. So that's another bogus point.
For those that don't know, there's more air down close to the ground, more water vapor.
Well, it's called air compression. And
now, I understand the air pressing under the plane's wings.
Well, it's just the air pressure is denser, and it's half as dense at 14,000 feet. But my point is that it just to go with the speed of sound, and the smoking gun is that there's no debris field. That's the bottom line. There's nothing there. And then when I tell people, I say, look, there's nothing there because a missile hit it. Just one more point, if I may. I was present the day of and the day after. I was based in JFK when TWA Flight 800 got shot down by a Navy missile, and that was the buzz. I talked to an American Airlines flight crew that was landing on the 25 complex there and saw the freaking thing get shot out of the sky.
Now, they've interviewed over 100, and I think it's 87 members of the military that said, yeah, we were running a drill for missile tests that night.
Of course, there's an area called Warning Area 105, 80 miles northeast. You can see it on any aeronautical chart. This is where they were doing that. They were shooting that out of a Polaris submarine, and it had two forms of the primary form of tracking was its radar signature. The second was a heat-sinking signature, and that primary piece of equipment in that failed, and that's when it tracked and locked onto that 747-200 series airplane. And you know, they found molten metal on bodies in that plane. I heard this the next day, and I heard 2 days afterwards.
No, they had investigators sneak in. They later sent them to prison and got samples, and it had explosive residue. General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, said it was a continuous rod warhead missile.
Exactly. There was you hit the nail on the head. I read this, 10 years ago. There was a gentleman that wrote a book who worked for Aviation Space Technology, which was a 20-year reporter. And simply, he said, this stinks. He had an insider go in and take a piece of the back of seat number 33F, and he took that to an independent lab, had it analyzed, and found that 99% of the exhaust gases on the back of that piece of material matched a certain Navy missile. And then he sent that, of course, to one of the major news agencies, and they intercepted it, and boom, he was in jail that same day. So there it is.
Absolutely, continuous rod warhead. When they put the plane back together, you can see where it hit. All right, thank you so much, sir. Interesting points. Fits in with all the intel we have. You know, the first plane, the evidence shows, was a drone on the towers as well. Stuart in New York, Joppa in Texas, Lauren in Ohio, Tommy in Virginia, everybody else, your call straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, or $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Watch me! Watch me!
I got it!
Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
That's right.
I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy. Now I gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself to you. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I'm love. Love to do my thing.
Stuart, New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't need no one.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm calling to thank you and Charlie for the best birthday present I've had since 2001. My birthday is 9/11, and what you have done this past week gives me more hope than I ever had as far as, like, bringing the real culprits to this event to some kind of justice.
That's what we're doing, putting it back on the front burner.
Well, it needs to be, because a lot of people really still don't know what's going on. They heard the original explanation, and it had, at the time anyway, a reasonable amount of plausibility, and they left it at that, and they figure, well, the government will take care of it, and that's that. You listen to the radio stations around here, and we're in southeast New York, about 100 miles northwest of New York City, and you're hearing, oh, evil Osama bin Laden. That's one of the major topics. The other one is they're starting to talk about how 9/11 might be made into a national holiday.
Yes, it's an indoctrination holiday for the children.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
No, they've said it.
I would certainly wouldn't mind it being a time for deep thinking and prayer, but
let me tell you what they're turning it into. They admit it's for public schools, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, to literally train them under FEMA to be spies, and the boys with M16s to, quote, take on gun owners, source New York Times. You cannot make up. I was telling Charlie last night on the phone, I said, no, I'm not kidding. It's AFP and AP. They really are. FEMA is going to go in and take over the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and have them be spies to, quote, fight terror. It actually says it in the news. I mean, this is completely insane. And the national holiday for the indoctrination, to have them line up in military rows in front of telescreens with the feds giving them orders, and they're telling the kids, quote, you know, run your household, protect your parents, report terrorists, you know, as if nine-year-olds are the new front line. I mean, this is the government trying to get a relationship with your children. It is absolutely Hitlerian, Stalinistic, Maoistic, Pol Potish to the 10th power.
One thing, again, to your credit, I had the displeasure of watching that National Geographic hit piece, and it must have actually killed them to admit that a third of the people who were polled thought that it was, in fact, an inside job. I'm sure.
And that's a four-year-old. That's a four-year-old spin poll. All the other polls show at least 65%.
So they're really in trouble then. I love it.
Yes.
Okay, Alex, thank you so much.
Hey, happy birthday, Stuart. Thank you. Joppa in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Joppa.
I've been listening to you for a long time. I really enjoy your show. But I wanted to ask you a few questions. There's a book I read a while back that a lot of the things you talk about kind of remind me of. It's the Revelation book. Have you ever read it?
No, I don't. By who?
It's the Jehovah's Witness organization.
No.
That was one question. And another question was about the radio wave, the small wave radio station that you can buy. Where can I find it on the internet to buy one?
I think you're on an IP phone or cell. I couldn't. What radio system do you want to buy? I couldn't hear you.
You talked about a shortwave radio system that you can buy for yourself and
No. There's a bunch of FCC approved AM systems, and we've promoted, I think it's what, Truth AM or something, I forget the exact address, that's got a good system that can go out a mile, 2-3 miles, and is FCC approved. And I was explaining that you can get the smaller AM systems, boost them with the type of antenna, all legally, and easily get out a mile if you really work it, 3 miles, and then put posters up all over the area to get locals to tune in on their AM, and then you can stream radio shows over the internet onto it.
Oh, okay. And another thing I was going to tell you about, in Uvalde, Texas, where I live, there was one of the FEMA, I guess you could say, huts set up at the fairgrounds lately.
Stay there. I want to hear about their brainwashing. On the other side, as they federalize everything, Stuart Howe, We Are Change LA, coming up. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You only got one life, ladies and gentlemen. And it isn't about glitz and glamour. It's about information. It's about changing the world, leaving your mark, teaching the people around you that they have incredible power. And I will not submit to these degenerate eugenicists. I will not go quietly into the night in their scientific dictatorship. I declare the universal right in all of the space-time continuum of a free, conscious, sentient being to have liberty and freedom. Bottom line, I'm standing up. I'm sucking a lot of air into my lungs. And I'm tasting life. Yeah, I'm getting up on the catapult. I got the ace card. If you think I sit around, another thing coming. Another thing coming. use popular culture as a benchmark. And Muse is one of the top rock bands in the world now. We've had Mr. Bellamy on the show, found out he was a fan. He wears Terror Storm t-shirts on stage, live on BBC. We're going to work on getting him back on the show. Also, we had Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, formerly, of course, you know, one of the founders of Metallica. And I remember growing up as a teenager, a fan of their music, because it was talking about world government tyranny. I didn't really understand it when I was listening to it, but at an instinctive level I did. Dave is actually a Christian, and he exposes the UN and the world government. We got him on, and I said, hey, he was familiar with some of my work when I talked to him off air. And I said, hey, give me an address, and I want to send you my new film, Endgame. It's about a year and a half ago, been out about 6-8 months. And he said, sure. Their new album coming out in 4 days is titled Endgame. And all over the big rock and roll websites and news sites, you're saying, what is this cover? It's a different type of Megadeth cover. What is it? And it says Endgame, and it shows people in a death pit, in a shooter pit, where they put you in a pit to shoot you. And around them are stacked plastic coffins from the famous FEMA coffin videos that we've covered here. And it's Endgame. And then on all these sites, when people comment, they go, no, it's Alex Jones. It's Endgame. I mean, absolutely amazing the way we're affecting change out there. And, I mean, I've told people, I'm not bragging about me. This is actually a dangerous position to be in. Like, I've climbed Mount Everest, now I got to get back down. Most people that die don't die going up, they die going down because they're exhausted once they get up there. They're out of oxygen. But when I take 3 trips to L.A., 6 flights, and 4 of the flights leaving Austin, coming back in L.A., the TSA are fans. The police come up and are fans. They're asking for autographs. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I better do a good job here because we are reaching millions of new people a week. And the only reason I'm alive is because the good Lord above and because the globalists don't want to kill me and highlight and underline everything I've said and done because they know it's spot on because I've done my homework. I've studied how they operate. I've seen their tricks. It's like I'm a hunter and I've learned what my prey in the info war, I've learned their tricks. And I have become pretty good at it. I'm certainly not a master. No one is a master. As you become a master, you learn that you're really not a master. But the circle is not yet complete. We are still continuing to grow and doing our work here. Oh, but it is just breathtaking. I want to go to Stuart Howe of We Are Change Los Angeles. And then we just got a call from Mark Dice. I want to get him on in a few minutes. Did you guys get that number from Burmese? Mark Dice got into Limbaugh. Good job, Mark. We'll hear about that. A great info warrior. Another example of what one man can do when he takes action, or one woman. But Stuart Howe, We Are Change LA. Charlie, by the way, salutes you. Said he ran into you at a shopping, at a grocery store. I think of Vaughn's. They're in LA, Stuart, and he salutes you. And he's got a request for you off air. Before you leave, I need to tell you about that. He wants you to help in the info war. But it is the 8th anniversary of the tragic attack, Stuart Howe. What do you think of the whole operation we've launched?
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing what you and Charlie and everybody's doing. I think it's catching on. I was very, very excited to see Congressman Joe Wilson stand up and, you know, speak some truth to power and point out that Obama was lying. You know, I think it's catching on, and people are seeing a lot of examples of standing up against tyranny and being willing to question and call things as they are. And that's exciting. It's catching on everywhere, and I think it's going to continue to do so.
Well, you're just doing a great job, Stuart. What are you reflecting on this 9/11? What is We Are Change LA doing?
Well, we've got a big street action out of the Sherman Oaks Galleria this afternoon, and people can log on to wacla.org and find the details for that, as well as the screening of Loose Change, American Coup, tonight. So that's all going on. Of course, Bruno and Katie are out with Luke in New York. And we're just doing everything we can. You know, we had a big run to D.C. a while back, and you know, got in Jay Rockefeller's face, and we're trying to take every opportunity we can to get the truth out and to show people, perhaps more importantly than the facts and evidence, that we can stand up with those facts and evidence, that it is on our side, and truth and everything that's good is on our side. And we're just standing up every chance we get, and more people are joining us, and it's great to see.
I do want to go ahead and talk about an observation, since you brought up Senator John Rockefeller, goes by Jay. It appears in the last 6 months or so, the mantle of power from the 94-year-old David Rockefeller, who is definitely at the very top of the pyramid with the Queen of England and the Queen of the Netherlands, along with Lord Rothschild, those four people are at the pinnacle, at the paramount level, that the mantle is being passed as we speak from the 94-year-old David Rockefeller, maybe 95 now, to Senator Jay Rockefeller of the dynasty, and he is the guy honchoing the cybersecurity takeover of the web, openly announcing it's to end free speech and take it over. He is the one honchoing the expansion of Homeland Security and Brigade Homeland, 400,000 troops to operate inside the U.S. He is the one honchoing the new wars. He is the one honchoing the new eugenics operations. He is the one, admittedly, that is giving the game plan and marching orders to Obama. He has now eclipsed Kissinger and David Rockefeller, and I will now list him as the head of the United States. The true governor of North America is Jay Rockefeller. I've been meaning to say this the last few months, but I wanted to be sure. But now the true governor of North America, and probably this entire hemisphere, is Jay Rockefeller. And you confronted the supreme leader. You and Luke Radowski did a fabulous job, along with other We Are Changers. We're going to be putting that in Fall of the Republic in the eugenics section. Just absolutely amazing job. You were there in Congress. Tell folks briefly about the documentation on the thermitical explosive devices in the towers and what you delivered to Congress.
Well, we delivered them a package, a pretty inclusive package. It had the thermite papers. It had the links between NIST and nanothermite. It had a cover letter letting them know that it was time for them to stand up and side with the truth and to look at this information. They can no longer hide behind plausible deniability. That was no longer possible. And we were documenting all of this and putting it in their hands, and it's just we're making it harder and harder for them to stand behind this hoax. And it's an amazing thing to see the reaction that we get from these people and to have them on record, because their hoax is falling apart. It's a house of cards, and now that there's so many different viewing angles into this, through the financial collapse, through the swine flu hoax, through the hoax war on terror, through all this great information you guys are showcasing with Charlie about 9/11, people are beginning to be willing to look at the totality of the situation and see that there are other people addressing it squarely. And that's what we put in Congress's hands, the information and a cover letter stating that we, the people, expect them to address this squarely. And if they do, we stand with them.
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting what you're doing. Continue to tell us about what We Are Change is up to.
Well, you know, we're working with the police. We're working with Oath Keepers. We're basically looking for every chance we can to get in front of notable people and ask real questions as politely as we can to bring some reality to this puppet show. And everything that we can do, we are doing. We're always looking for opportunities. We've got a lot of ongoing things, in the works. And we're just kind of hitting it from every angle we can. We've got a lot of diverse people in the group. And right now we're really reaching out to law enforcement and military with Oath Keepers as best we can. That's very important right now, to let these people know that we stand with them and they're with us, that we're on the same page. And to try to stop this attempt to divide the people from the police, the people from the military and government. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we're trying to, let them know that we're not kooks. We're trying to, let them know that we're just thoughtful, patriotic Americans that are standing with the principles that built this country.
Well, look, Stuart, 6 of the 10 commission members say it was a fraud and criminal and a cover-up, and it should be criminally investigated, not just a new congressional investigation. And so when the president appoints a commission and they say it's a fraud and you're not supposed to talk about it, and Bill O'Reilly gets up and Sean Hannity gets up and say, oh, they're just hurting the families, when most of the families and the heads of the groups have been on this show saying they think it's an inside job, it is a hoax and it's coming down.
It is. It very much is. And go ahead.
No, no, I want to keep you there, but I want to bring up Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, who is, again, a great activist for liberty and freedom, the author of the Resistance Manifesto, that we incidentally carry both of his books that he's written at Infowars.com on the bookstore. If folks want to find out more about Mark Dice there at Infowars.com, Mark has reached tens of millions of people calling into Limbaugh, calling into Beck, calling in to Savage, calling in to just scores of different shows, and he has a lot of those, hundreds of those calls linked up on his site. He has now called into Lord Limbaugh and successfully gotten Lord Limbaugh to talk about it to his 22 million listeners. So that's the power of just taking action, taking the gloves off, and getting in the info war. And I salute you and commend you, Mark Dice. Mark, let's bring you up.
Well, thank you, and I couldn't sit idly by on this 8th anniversary and do nothing, so I, instead of getting involved in a march, my mornings have been consisted of trying to get through to these clowns, so that sitting here at my desk, I could speak to millions of people, and I luckily was able to get through to Rush Limbaugh this morning. The audio is being posted. I don't know if it's good enough to play on the air. It was very brief, but I did slam him and ask him what his and his establishment friends are going to do now that the propaganda and gatekeeping that they've been attempting to do is not successful, and over a third of Americans on both political spheres see the attacks as an inside job. And the call was immediately dropped. It did make it out on the air. And he did mention Charlie Sheen's letter, and I think Rush is under the impression that Charlie actually met with him, and he said that, oh, I read the transcript of, you know, Sheen's interview, and if the head kook, meaning Obama, doesn't agree with us, then we're really just a bunch of kooks. And he went off to say that a third of the country is completely insane and that he has no hope of ever reaching us, but he's just trying to minimize the insanity. So it's just obvious that everybody now knows, or the majority of people see what's going on. And if you look at the positive pieces that have come out from Charlie Sheen's request, it's incredible, because people that work at Fox News and Reuters and other news agencies actually wrote positive and fair pieces about it, because I think that the writers are on our side. A lot of these people are, and if the gatekeepers can't kill the pieces before they get out to the public, I think that they're doing their best to try to present our viewpoint and get it out there, because now it's been 8 years of people hammering, and it's a safe environment to talk about such issues. And I just want to thank everyone for, you know, everyone who's wanted to know the truth, who spoke the truth, who's helped to educate their friends and their families. And I think that we have had a bigger impact than we think we had, although we need to continue just down the course.
Absolutely. Briefly, tell listeners how they can call into these big international, national shows and reach millions of people. It's not that hard.
It's not hard. Here's the secret. And Sean Hannity is going to be coming up. Check your time zone. He's coming up at noon live. That's Pacific time. You can check the phone numbers on their own websites to call in. Here's how you do it. You need to call right at the top of the hour when the show starts, or even a few minutes beforehand, before they give the phone number out. You have to get the phone number from the website, start calling 5 minutes before the show even goes live, get in the call bank, and feed them a typical left versus right question that the screener's gonna think is gonna help to perpetuate the ideology and the paradigm that the talk show is designed to do. So I fed Rush Limbaugh's screener a nice question, got him the call bank. It was gonna help to perpetuate his philosophy, of course. And then as soon as I was live, I just asked my real question. And that's how you do it. And I think that if we do this, just imagine if you keep hearing this over and over, if you're not enlightened to these ideas and you're listening to your idol, Sean Hannity, and you just keep hearing these phone calls and people mentioning Operation Northwoods and liquid metal in the towers and Charlie Sheen demanding a meeting with Obama. Millions of people are going to go and Google those issues, and they're going to start to find the rabbit hole that we've all found. And that's sort of been one of the ways that I've been able to reach so many people is by doing that. It takes a lot of patience. You may have to hit redial for 15 or 20 minutes. Once you get on hold, if you get through the call screener into the queue, you may have to sit on hold for an hour before your call goes live, before he goes to your call. So I do it from my home phone, and I put it on speakerphone, and I sit there and I surf the web, and then when he goes to my call, I pick up the phone and I just hit them with the real question and shock them. And if you plug a website, maybe it'll get out. I've found that if you plug issues and just bring up statements and questions, it has a lot more successful percentage of getting out on the air without them using the 7-second delay.
Well done, Mark Dice. And we'll play that audio as soon as you get it posted up. Stay there. I want to say bye to both of you and get final comments from Stuart Howe, We Are Change LA, and also hailing from Southern California, Mark Dice from San Diego, out there in 9/11 Truth Command Base West Coast, out there with our general on that side of the coast, Charlie Sheen. I'm right here in the Central Texas Command Center from Austin.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
They did 8 years ago.
They did a bad thing.
Oh, bad, bad.
They did a bad thing.
And then Cheney got caught wanting to blow up U.S. ships with Navy SEALs attacking them. It came out that right at the time he wanted to do that, those radio transmissions came in telling the destroyers they were going to blow them up. Turned out it was not Iran doing it and that it was an English speaker doing it. The media said, oh, somebody just joking around the radio, like today with the ships. like today in the Potomac. Gentlemen, do you see through this thing, or do you agree with me this is a total psyop with Obama saying, how dare you on 9/11 scare everyone, CNN?
Well, obviously, I think we were all suspecting that something was going to happen, some sort of fear-mongering, reminding everyone of the boogeyman that they're using to scare everyone. So, of course, it's no coincidence that it's on the Potomac, it's close to D.C., you know, the facts will come out, but of course, since we know this issue is one of a string of propaganda, it doesn't surprise us.
It's their M.O. It's like a duck quacking. It's what they do. And it's like Air Force One photo op triggers panic in Manhattan. Turned out they engineered all that.
Well, I think the reason why we haven't had a real attack or any real terrorists after the September 11th attacks for the last 8 years is really because of the audience, because everybody now has been so aware, or everybody knows somebody that's in the truth movement, and if anything actually did happen, if there was a major attack again, I think they fear the repercussions from the public. I think
they know that we're watching. We're watching the magician now. We know it's fake.
Yeah, so they've moved on to economic terrorism and bioterrorism and scaring everyone that they're going to get sick with the new bug. It's a little bit more difficult to trace.
I agree, but they've been trying to rehabilitate their 9/11 fraud to stage more attacks. Let me get Stuart Howe's comment on that.
Yeah, I think they'll look for every opportunity to manufacture the boogeyman, you know, to prop up something as an enemy, the real or imagined, you know, to justify everything that they're doing. And, you know, people are catching on. As Mark said, as you always point out, people are catching on, and we're taking away that tool.
Absolutely key, man. Well, we have the Limbaugh clip. We're going to be playing it when we come back at the 8 after, when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about 35 minutes away from Charlie Sheen live with us. ABC News is called. They're going to be tuning in. A lot of other folks as well. Give us the website for We Are Change Los Angeles, Stuart.
That's WACLA.org. And any place in the country, you can go to WeareChange.org. And please, everybody, get involved. Go to city council meetings. Go to town hall meetings. You know, get involved. Look at our calendars. Just about every Change chapter has a calendar. And come out and join with us. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be part of. I want to thank you for having me on, and I'll stay on the line for an off-air message from Charlie. Thank you, Alex.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Again, markdice.com is Mark's powerful site. A lot of tools there. You can learn how to take them on in the unique way Mark does it there. Very successful. One man who's reached tens of millions, and we carry both of his books at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Mark Dice, thank you so much for all you do, my friend.
God bless you, and Charlie Sheen, God bless you.
All right, take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to come back and into some other news, and 8 after, we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the last hour and 52 minutes via television. On the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, it's 15 cents a day. That just pays for the bandwidth. All my books, films, all posted there in super high quality, and the live show and the archives of the show, and better quality, 64-bit audio from the show archived there as well, PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members there because they make so much of what we do possible. If you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv or your membership lapsed, be sure and get it again because it also supports us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.